Waste less, feed more. Around 800 million people in the world are going hungry. Meanwhile, 1.5 billion are wrestling with obesity, and 1.3 billion tons of food is wasted every year across the world. Total food production in sub-Saharan Africa is 230 million tons per annum, but that same amount of food is thrown away every year in developed countries. One example of this is Germany. According to a study by Stuttgart University in Germany, Germans throw away 11 million tons of food a year. That means that a German throws away 235 euros worth of food each and every year. That is equivalent to the annual income of 1.5 billion people around the world. The scale of the waste across the world is stunning. Around 30% of the food produced in the world is wasted without being consumed. In other words, one-third is thrown away without ever reaching the table. Approximately 40% of the food produced in the United States is never eaten, while 100 million tons of food is never consumed in Europe every year. The economic value of the 1.3 billion tons of food wasted each and every year is $1 trillion. The conclusion to be drawn from these horrifying figures is clear enough. According to reports from the World Bank, enough food is thrown away in developed countries to feed 15 times the number of people who starve to death in the world. In other words, the problem is not one of hunger or famine, but of lovelessness and carelessness. Children are not essentially dying from hunger, but they're losing their lives as a result of this dreadful system. An excellent story on the subject of waste emerged from France in May of 2015. Under a law passed by the French National Assembly, foodstuffs remaining in the hands of wholesalers will no longer be thrown away. It will also be illegal to make unsold food unfit for consumption. Foodstuffs that are not sold will either have to be given away or used as animal feed or fertilizers. Supermarkets with a floor space exceeding 400 square meters will have to sign agreements with charities over food donations. France is a country where some 20 to 30 kilos of foodstuffs are thrown away per capita. It is estimated that 7 kilos of this is never even opened. In financial terms, that waste corresponds to 12 to 20 billion euros. There is no need to point out how important this money would be to an African country racked by poverty. This step taken by France is therefore an important policy that needs to be adopted by other countries. Since supermarkets are one of those places where waste could be observed the most notably, it is especially pleasing that the first step is taken in this sector. The fact that those who fail to comply will face imprisonment or heavy fines is also a significant deterrent. While discussing the issue of wastage, sectors in which food wastage has reached enormous dimensions, such as hotels, holiday villages, tourist facilities, and restaurants, should be remembered as well. Good service does not necessitate wastage. Turning a blind eye to wastage is nothing less than a demonstration of selfishness that pays no mind to others. There is also the question of Muslim countries that are quiet on this subject, even though Almighty God explicitly declares waste a sin in the verse, "Eat and drink, but do not be profligate. He does not love the profligate." Surat Al-A'raf 31. Are such precautions the main thing needed to prevent waste? Of course, these will have an effect, since they also involve penalties. But a scourge such as waste can only be eradicated by people abandoning their selfishness and greed. There is only one way to achieve that. Love. There is no way of teaching someone without love about affection, protectiveness, sharing, and the happiness that derives therefrom. He will not be in the least bit interested in people dying from want or hunger in other countries or outside his own door. Therefore, those who wish to draw attention to the tragedy of this hunger going on before the eyes of the world must start by teaching people love. Organizations and activists fighting global hunger must first introduce people to the beauty of affection and then show them the way. There is no other way of getting people who are obsessed with their own preoccupations and disregard anything but their own existence to see the scale of the tragedy being played out.